This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson, welcoming you to the program. And with us this morning is co-host Margaret Barnett. Margaret, please introduce our special guest and our focus for this morning.
Good morning, Nigel. It's so good to be here with you one more time. Good morning, Jamaica, and welcome to today's special Christmas edition of Moment of Hope. As our nation continues to recover from the profound impact of Hurricane Melissa, many families are rebuilding, many communities are restarting, and all of us are reflecting on what truly matters during this season. Today, we shine a light on a powerful theme, the gift we give. Not the wrapped presents under a tree, but the gift of service, compassion, and volunteerism. This gift has been transforming lives across Jamaica since the hurricane, often quietly, but always powerfully. And so I'm honored to welcome a special guest from Samaritan's Purse, an organization known worldwide for bringing emergency relief, hope, and Christian compassion to communities in crisis. Their team has been visibly present in some of our hardest hit areas, standing alongside Jamaicans with both hands and heart. Before we discuss their work, I want you to hear something even more meaningful, the story behind the volunteer, because every act of service begins with a personal journey. So with us this morning is Shanna K. Barnett McCollum, who has been volunteering with Samaritan's Purse for over 2 years. Welcome to the program, Shanna. Could you start by sharing your own story? What moved you to become a volunteer, and what led you to the Samaritan's Purse at this critical moment?
Thank you so much for having me today. So really, my story starts with Operation Christmas Child, which is an arm of Samaritan's Purse. And this story really began when I was only 11 years old. And the gospel was presented to me or shared with me at my school setting. And I received a shoebox. Now, fast forward about 15 years later, while serving in church, God really called me to Operation Christmas Child ministry through a church sister. And I went through the application process and was really asked to serve in St. Catherine at the time as a logistics coordinator. And I got the opportunity to support the resources, just making sure that partner churches received all that was allotted to them, and that they were used as just tools to evangelize children ages 2 to 14. Not just evangelize them, but disciple them. And, you know, I really enjoyed hearing the reports about gospel multiplication within the church. This is really how I started. You know, it started at 11 all the way through. And as you had mentioned earlier, Samaritan's Purse provides humanitarian relief. So it was only natural that even being part of Operation Christmas Child, it was only natural that I volunteered in the capacity of providing and serving in the humanitarian aspect of Samaritan's Purse as well.
Thank you so much, Shanna, for sharing that. And we're seeing here that your duty and your what you do with Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child is from a position of conviction. What was that moment when you said, that moment like when you said, yes, I'm going to volunteer even during the Christmas season? What was that like?
Okay. Really, you know, we're called as Christians to be Jesus's hands and feet. And I'm always very much moved by the word of God and just how in Matthew, I believe in Matthew 25, where Jesus shared the story about the final judgment. And how, you know, he had persons fed him, clothed him. And I've always been convicted by that story and asked, you know, Lord, how can I be your hands and feet? So when I was asked to volunteer or to serve, I mean, it was an answered prayer. This is how you can be my hands and feet. This is how you can express God's tangible love, by really being Jesus with hands and feet in your community, in your family, in your church community, your home community, in Jamaica, in the world.
Yeah, thank you, Shanna. You know, that sense of calling, of being moved to action, is exactly what this season reminds us of. Now let's shift the conversation now to the work that you and your team are doing in on the ground. You have been in some of the most impacted communities since the Hurricane Melissa. Could you describe for our listeners the type of work Samaritan's Purse has been doing here in Jamaica?
Perfect. Really the core of what we do is helping in Jesus' name. And so that is the theme that we lead with. And so communities have benefited from many things, solar lights. But really, as we are offering these solar lights, it's not just a physical light, but we share that Jesus is a true light. Tarpaulins, the Lord is really our shelter, our everlasting shelter. There's also medical aid and help that is offered. There is a field hospital that is in, emergency field hospital that is in Black River, right at Black River High School, and it's a 24-hour field hospital, and not just medical help, meaning just the physical help, but there are also chaplains from the Billy Graham Evangelical Association that's stationed there as well, so offering that kind of support. There are we offer water, filtered water. So there are some communities that have been affected, and we have gone ahead and set up water filtration systems so that the communities can benefit clean water. And you know that in a disaster, you know, water gets contaminated, and that's how disease is, one way that disease is spread. And to eliminate that, we have set up hospitals. There are also hygiene kits available as well, and those have gone out. So really, Samaritan's Purse, the bottom line is Samaritan's Purse will leave, but the church will still be here. And so we partner with churches. We point community members to churches. There are Operation Christmas Child partner churches, and we really equip them to reach their community and to share the love in Jesus' name, and really being tangible and to evangelize, share hope. Not just physical aids are very much needed, but we know that there's an eternal solution, and that's pointing people to Jesus Christ, and that's pointing them to the church.
That's absolutely fantastic. And as you observe the needs firsthand, what are some of these needs that are still there? Tell Jamaicans how they can help to address some of the needs that are in the devastated areas.
Well, the first need, and I always say this, the church is very present, and I have been seeing that, which is absolutely amazing. So I want to encourage the church to continue to build in their 2026 plan, long-term sustainable efforts to be present, to share hope in this crisis that we have now, to share hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, and to really help persons who are affected, not just physically, but spiritually. And then there is always and still a need for safe drinking water. So I've been seeing persons taking water, bottled water, filtered water, that is still needed. Food is also still needed as well, because as you can imagine, a lot of the crops were damaged, and some of these persons, they had farms and livestock. So the food supply was affected. And let us not forget the children. You know, the children are going through a traumatic time as well. So even as we approach Christmas, if you can put together Christmas items for children and the family, you know, oftentimes it's fine. We remember to do the soap and the rags and the toothpaste and the food and the water. But just put a toy in it as well. Put a note in it as well. Put a book, a coloring book, something that will bring joy and good news for the children.
I'm happy to hear you say that you're asking churches to put in their plan for 2026. And this suggests that this recovery process is not not a sprint. It really is a long journey. And that journey is made lighter when persons like yourself get involved in volunteering their time and their energy and their efforts in helping others who are in need. How can persons become associated with or volunteer with Samaritan's Purse?
Well, we have 16 teams across the island. So every parish has one or two teams. We call them Operation Christmas Child teams across the island. And these are year-round volunteers. So from January to January, they volunteer. And then we also, Jamaica has also has a national leadership team right here in Jamaica, made up of six persons who manage Operation Christmas Child. And so I would say to get involved is to make contact. And so they have their email address that I can share with the wider public. It's occeasternja@gmail.com. occeasternja@gmail.com. That is their email address. And getting involved, there is a process to get involved, but we're always, always looking for support, whether it is through churches, it is through, and to be a part of the organization, being a Christian is critical as well, because the foundation is a Christ foundation.
Thank you so much, Shannon. So if you're listening and you want to get involved in this, in the Samaritan's Purse work that they're doing on the ground all year round, then contact your church. You need to be a Christian. And young people who are in church and saying, I don't have anything to do, contact your youth leader and get some information about how you can get involved in just giving the gift of self and your work. Shanna, I want to ask you about something that often stays with volunteers long after deployment, a moment of hope. Is there a particular story from your time in the fields that you have captured the hearts of why you do the work you do? Any particular story you want to share?
Yes, there are many. I will share two quickly. One is really with a pastor and his family. They lost their church roof, the church, and they lost their house as well, the house roof. And I remember even as we were providing aid to him and his family, he kept giving the community. He said, you know, listen, we have shelter, even though it's temporary, they were sheltering in a classroom. And really, they took all of the aid. And they gave the aid to their community. And at the end, what they were doing, they were using the aid as an evangelical tool. So they would invite persons to come to church, albeit that there was no roof. They set up a temporary structure with tarp and invite persons to come to church on Sunday and just minister to them, share with them, encourage them, allow them to talk. When I saw that, I was like, you know, this is one reason why we do what we do. Here is a pastor and his family. He could have said, you know, we are suffering too, but he didn't take on that victim mentality, but he used and saw the opportunity in this crisis to share with his entire community hope and joy and peace. And final one was just on December the 6th, Saturday, that we, you know, I'm always thinking, what about the children? And we partnered with a previous Operation Christmas Child partner church, two churches rather, in Black River, and hosted, we helped them to host a Christmas special program for the children. And I must tell you, it was amazing. Over 320 children showed up, plus their parents, plus other churches. And the gospel of Jesus Christ was shared with these children. And then each child got a gift box. Just seeing them open those gift boxes and screaming and hugging their toys. It was amazing because these are children who have lost everything. No school books, no uniform, no clothing. You know, they would have lost things in the store. And here, Operation Christmas Child, through Samaritan's Purse, is able to partner and just bring the good news, that's the gospel, and then bring hope and joy with these children. So it reminded me that, you know, Shannon, you enjoy doing what you do, and this is a part of being Jesus's hands and feet to the world.
You know, that's the heart of the conversation today. Christmas is more than celebration, but compassion in action. You just heard that from Tana K. Barnett, a volunteer with Samaritan's Purse and on the ground in our most affected areas, giving joy and hope to the children and families in that community. Let's take a break as we listen to George Banton as he sings, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Welcome back to Moment of Hope. We're having a conversation with Shanna K. Barnett, a volunteer with Samaritan's Purse. And Shanna, you just spoke to us about some of the stories you have heard. And from your perspective, serving during both disaster recovery and Christmas, why is volunteerism such an important gift right now?
Yes, it's an awesome gift because, first of all, we need people. And every time, especially for Christians, when we remember the core of why Jesus Christ called us, you know, he paints the picture again in Matthew 25 that says, when I was hungry, you fed me, and thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you received me into your home, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me, in prison and you visited me. This is what we are called to as Christians. So even outside of Christmas time, we're always called to this. And it is really people that move ministry forward. If you think about ministry and just what we do, it's people who move it forward. And so the importance of it is paramount. Volunteering, serving others. The Lord talked about the least of these, serving people. Jesus continues to kind of rivet it and to say it over and over, the importance of serving those who need to be served, the importance of putting others above ourselves. And so it's really the core, not just in Christmas time, not just in a disaster recovery time, but all the time. We must be equipped to go out and to serve no matter what. We get to do ministry this way. And in a crisis like a hurricane, Hurricane Melissa, Category 5 hurricane, it's just really an opportunity for all of us to recommit, for all of us to get involved, for all of us to really lift others up and to inspire others to be hopeful even when they have lost.
Thank you. That's a beautiful reminder that giving is not always material. It is presence, patience, and kindness. Shannon, as we close, for those who may have some free time over the Christmas period, what encouragement would you offer them to begin with?
Well, first, get involved. We all have something to give. We'll have something to give, whether it's time or talents or giftings or treasures or money. We all have something to give. So I would say get aligned with an organization, whether it's Samaritan's Purse, whether it's your church, start there. Get involved in your local community. You know, ask a friend. If you're not in church, ask a friend or a family member, you know, do you know someone who has been affected by this storm? And I'm guaranteeing you somebody will say yes. And just start there. One family at a time, one household at a time. Look at what you have. And what you have does not have to be physical. So I know we pack the clothes and the food and it's so good. But also, if you don't have those things to give, you have time. Go and sit with someone, talk with someone, allow someone to cry with you, pray with someone, and put a smile on someone's face. It may seem like a little, but that goes a long way, because in this time, what I am seeing is that persons want to talk more. Persons who have been devastated, they want to talk. They want to be able to express themselves. They want to laugh. As well. And, you know, we're Jamaicans and we're very resilient. And so you oftentimes hear a person saying, you know what, I have life. So everything is gone. I remember I was talking to a lady and she says, I only have the clothes on my back, but I have life. And that allowed me to start a conversation. So do the same. Just give your time. You have any giftings, you can sew, make something for children. You can bake something and carry. And you have your treasure. Some of us, we have the money to give. Give the money to an organization. Give the money to a family. Buy groceries, you know, different things like that.
Thank you, Shannon. Those are simple but powerful steps. Steps that can change families and communities and the nation. I want to thank you for your service, your heart, and your partnership with the Samaritan's Purse and just giving your time and energy to Jamaica at this difficult time. Volunteerism is truly a gift, one that costs nothing but gives everything. Shanna, as we close, I'm going to ask you to give a final word of encouragement to Jamaica, and then after to just close in prayer and pray for healing of the nation and for those persons and families who are on the front line.
Jamaica, we have hope. Christ is our hope. We have Christ. The church is involved. We have Christ. And even though this looks forever, we can't see the light at the end as yet, I want to encourage everyone to keep doing a little at a time. For those who are on the front line, remember to rest. Remember to create a time around you for your personal growth, for your personal rest, because that is important. And for those who have been affected, remember that you are not forgotten. You are in our prayers and we are right there with you. I just want to remind everybody, in this Christmas time, Jesus is our hope. It may look differently for so many of us, but Jesus Christ is our hope. And we have that eternal and everlasting hope. Heavenly Father, we thank you just for who you are. We thank you that you are our source in everything. We thank you that you have equipped us to serve. You have equipped us to give. You have equipped us to give of ourselves. Lord, we are truly grateful for what you have done. And even in this season of confusion and what may look like despair, we thank you, Lord, that you are our hope. And that your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So you are with us always. But I pray for the healing of this nation, the healing of the families, all the families who have been affected by this hurricane, mighty God. I pray, Lord, for the frontline workers, those who are out there giving their time, their talent, and their treasures. Lord, I pray that you will give them wisdom. You will give knowledge and understanding. Lord, we thank you for this season. And we ask, Lord, that in this season, that you will continue to pour out your love and your blessings upon us and continue, Lord, to heal this nation, this mighty nation that you have called to yourself. So, Lord, have your way. Lord, bless all the listeners, mighty God. Lord, I thank you for just their time that they have spent, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, will move more people to give, move more people to volunteer and to serve others. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jamaica, we have heard it clearly today. Storms may break our buildings, but they do not break our spirit. This Christmas, may we give the gift that heals our time, our compassion, our service. Let us continue to show up for one another, rebuild together, and shine Christ's light into every corner of our island. Thank you for joining us today. Stay safe, stay hopeful. And may God bless you richly this Christmas season.
Before we go, please note that the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Eastern Region, has been making and will continue to make visits to areas devastated by Hurricane Melissa. You are invited to partner with us as we turn compassion into action by donating relief supplies, giving financially, or by volunteering your services. You can email us at mcaj@the-mcaj.org, or you can call or text us at 876-791-0527. If you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. a reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope. And there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend. And let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week for another Moment of Hope.
My faith still holds on to the Christ of Calvary. Oh, blessed rock of ages left for me. I gladly trust in things I cannot see. My faith still holds on to the Christ of Calvary.